This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Today's jobs report, for example, 142,000 new jobs. The European Central Bank this week and its interest rates, what all of that means for you and for me. Four, maybe 4.5 minutes of live radio, we like to call our weekly wrap of Wall Street and beyond. For that, we've got Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine and Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
All right, Lee, you heard the number this morning, 142,000, and you said what?
Well, I mean, at first blush, it does feel like, oh, gosh, this is so terrible. We just came off these six straight months of great jobs numbers. And it just feels like, again, we're lurching kind of two steps forward, one step back. But if you drill down a little bit, first of all, you made a great point. The margin of error is huge. And, you know, August job numbers are traditionally more revised than others because people are away and such. But if you look in certain numbers, like the people who are working part-time and want to be full-time, that actually fell. And then the number of people who work or out of work 6 months or more, that actually fell too. So we have this kind of reentrant story that's still happening, and that's really important. So jobs are still a huge problem in our economy, but this isn't as bad as it seems.
Sudeep, a blip or should I be worried?
It's probably a blip. The reason there's a crazy person screaming from Kai Rizdal's Twitter account every jobs report day is because we're talking about 90,000. There's a pool of 140 million payroll jobs we're talking about. That is a huge number of payroll jobs. So a move of 142,000 is a blip in itself. And that's the big risk of focusing on a monthly number in this jobs report. If you look at the overall longer running trend, we're seeing annual job growth of about 2%. You're seeing wage growth of about 2%. You're seeing economic growth of about 2%. You're seeing an economy that is moving sideways, and it has been moving sideways for several years. We haven't gotten the escape velocity we've all been hoping for, and we're clearly not seeing it now.
For those who don't follow me on Twitter, it's at Kai Rizdal, by the way. I do this thing every month where I tweet out the margin of error because, honestly, I think it kind of matters when you got 142,000 new jobs. Anyway, Lee, the next bullet item here on my list of things to talk to you guys about is WWJYD. What would Janet Yellen do now with this number, right? Because it's all about what the Fed's going to do with interest rates and all that stuff. Do you think this changes their plans at all?
No, I don't think it does. And I think, in fact, that's a reassuring element about all this. I think that the Fed is still on track to raise rates middle of next year. Mm-hmm. I think everything remains copacetic. And I think that alone is enough to relax markets.
Well, as you saw today, right? And copacetic, by the word, great.
Exactly.
By the way, great word.
Thank you.
Sudeep, take me to Europe, would you? Mario Draghi, the European Central Bank, came out this week. And you have to say it was a shocker, right? They lowered already low interest rates to essentially zero, and then did their own smaller version of quantitative easing, bond buying. How big a deal really is that globally and then for us?
It's a big deal for European markets because there wasn't a whole lot of expectation that Mario Draghi would be able to act. In his own terms, he's done all that they can within these tools. And by lowering rates even further, it's probably not going to change the dynamics of the eurozone. The ECB president was very forthright, saying you need economic overhauls in the eurozone countries. These 18 countries have to make broader, deeper changes to matter. This is the same issue everyone's facing. Central bankers cannot solve Europe's problems. Central bankers cannot solve the problems of Japan or of the United States. It takes elected officials to go and do some of the harder work that's required to make economies more competitive and to make workers better. All those things have to happen. And what the ECB is doing is probably necessary, but it's really not sufficient to get these economies revived and off the ground.
Right. Speaking of elected officials, by the way, Congress comes back next week, right, Sudeep?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do. Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine in New York, Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal down in Washington. Thanks, you guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Kai.